Warning, this show contains naughty language, adult themes, and may contain mentions of... Listener discretion is advised. The church is not affiliated with or endorses this show in any way.
Hello?
Hi, do you guys have any toilet paper?
I'm sorry?
Toilet paper. I need some right now.
Who's this?
Oh, well, I'm just asking you to bring some over.
My name is Matt. I do work
at... isn't
Wolf.
Ronnie?
No, this isn't Ronnie. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Lord, I am so sorry. I haven't spoken to anyone in such a long time. Ever since my husband passed away, it's just so hard.
I'm so sorry to hear that, miss.
Could you come over and take care of me? Why would you say that to an old lady?
I got the call.
Well, can you at least tell me a story or a funny joke? I haven't laughed in years.
Miss, how did you get my number?
Please.
We actually had fucking microphones.
We did. We had microphones tonight.
We have
and
microphones.
We were going to use them, and then they weren't working properly.
Originally, tonight was supposed to be picture day, like in school. When you go to picture day, I thought, you know, we'd have some real microphones. We'll take some pictures. I even grew a beard for this.
Is that why you grew the beard? I thought it was to attract me. It worked. That's actually an anti-rape. That's a rape prevention tactic. Just cover yourself in Vaseline, and I'll just run at you, sling, kind of off your skin.
I wish you guys could have heard the last 10 seconds of this conversation, but it's been edited out for your protection. Welcome to Monkey Goo and Other Delights. My name is Trevor Heasley.
It's not rape if he expects it. My name is Matt Bourgeois.
And joining us is a guy who has not come into the studio yet.
Or onto it.
I'm going to do this as gentle as possible. Kill him! You think we got his attention?
No.
All right, hold on. I'm going to go get him.
You didn't enunciate well enough. You can't just yell incoherently and not make syllables. Not as bad as our other guest, and I'm putting that in air quotes. Our friend of the show, former host of the show, Sean Larson, who used to be on all the time. He said he was going to be on tonight, and we called him.
Are we going to peek behind the curtain here?
Oh, let's peek behind the curtain.
Let's
this is the show.
Let's do some curtain peeking.
So he told us he was going to be on the show tonight. He was all gung-ho about it. He was all invested in it, apparently. Trevor talked to him, not me.
I did speak to him earlier, and I told him I'd like to have him back, and he was genuinely very excited.
Not Sean. He's usually genuinely very excited, and I said
he was so excited, he got me excited to have him back.
Yeah, and then I called him, and then he had taken a sleeping pill, and because he said, "Well, I was really tired, so I took a sleeping pill," now I'm on a sleeping pill and I can't do the show. I'm like, "Well, if you were really tired, why would you take a sleeping pill? Why wouldn't you just go to sleep? Also, didn't you know we were gonna call you for the show tonight?" And he's like, "Well, I mean, it's pretty late." I'm like, "It's fucking 11 o'clock. You live in Utah. We're in California. This is not a giant time differential." But I digress because that's my friend, and I'm going to let it go, and I'm going to vent right now, and I'm going to put him on blast because I was looking forward to talking with him and doing the show, and instead I'm just going to talk shit about my friend because he's a dickhole.
Sean's kind of like the kind of friend where – how do you explain Sean? You have to let a lot go. you gotta just be like, you know what? That's just Sean. So tonight when we called him and he answered the phone, hello, I already knew.
Oh, I knew.
I knew right away he was not going to do it.
Yeah, he wasn't having it.
But Mr. Killebrew, we would like to come over here and introduce you if you can get off your phone. No, he's just standing over there on the other side of the room laughing at me. We're professionals, man. Get over here.
I'm drunk. I'm not professional at really anything.
It's like
all right.
So,
I'm a professional grocery store worker. It's only because they pay me. It's not because I'm good at it.
Thank you for dragging the chair across the room, creating a loud noise for all of our listeners to hurt their
ears. That one
their
was a fart. That one was just he literally shit himself.
That was a fart.
All right. So, guess what, gentlemen? Wait. Should we do the intro again now that James has honored us with his presence?
I don't think he's really a part of it, so
let's go and do it again. Welcome to Monkey Goo and
Other
Delights.
James is supposed to say it, but I mean, you know.
Well, somebody else said it, so.
You guys always fuck up my introductions. Oh, you guys always fuck up my introductions.
Somebody else.
Welcome. Hey, guys. This is Matt Bourgeois with Trevor Heasley and James Killebrew. Welcome to Monkey Goo and Other
Delights.
There we go.
You pointed at us both.
I know.
I was like, does James go?
Always fuck with your intros, and why would we want to break the standard now?
Welcome to Monkey Goo and Other Delights. My name is Trevor W. Heasley. Joining me is... Guess what, guys? Guess what?
Chicken butt?
We have a guest tonight.
Cool. Also that. That was my second.
So we are going to start playing games on this show. And one of the games I want to start playing is I was watching I think it was like BTV or I was doing
BET?
Some.
Or,
BET? I love myself some BET. Or I was – you know what? I was on YouTube. I'm sorry. And I saw Colonel Sanders on – like his face on the video. And I wanted to know what was going on with Colonel Sanders. So I clicked on the Colonel and there was a show called What's My Line. And on this show, they would find somebody interesting and they would have three panelists try to guess what this person does. Unfortunately, our third panelist is not here because he's on a sleeping pill. But I do have James and Matt. So we are going to be calling somebody who has a very interesting job.
I feel like you're editorializing a sleeping pill, several sleeping pills, many sleeping pills, plus some Valium, maybe heroin's involved.
Well, I don't want to out the poor guy.
Me neither. Yeah. No, we're good. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to be getting this guy on the phone.
M.
Why are we editing that last part?
I was kidding.
So do I need to edit the part out where you were kidding or saying M?
I was implying that we were trying to cover for my friend's erroneous drug addiction.
Oh, fuck Sean. He's not here tonight. Fuck him in his Yoda ear.
He does kind of
have
Sean,
we love you.
We miss you, man.
Dickhead. All right, so we're going to be calling this gentleman. His name is Adam.
Do we have more listeners now that he's on the show, though? Like,
now that he's not.
And Adam is a very he has a very interesting job.
Like, did we miss him? Did the listeners listen? Like,
I don't really think anybody misses Sean except me.
No, both of us miss Sean. James doesn't. James is always
missing
Sean.
All right, so here we go. We're going to be calling.
Sean didn't like you, and he made several maneuvers and plans to both get you fired and or kill you. So
nice.
just be warned. And
I would like another
seriously.
Beer, though.
Okay. Well, I didn't get fired.
Can we send it?
Well, he wasn't successful, so it sounds like.
Can we send an email to the waiter to grab a beer?
Hello?
Hey,
yeah.
So joining us right now is Adam.
Is Adam.
Adam's
right.
Our guest tonight. Hey, Adam, you're with.
Hey, guys.
Adam Carolla.
Hey, did you just assume my gender?
This is Adam Consolo. How are you guys doing?
Well,
we're doing good, brother.
Consolo? Like you're more of a criminal than Han Solo was? Or...
Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna
run with it. I'm gonna let you have it.
All right, guys. So here's what we have going on tonight. We have on the line Adam. Adam has a very, very interesting job. We're going to be playing a game tonight, which is
Otter Fluffer.
I don't want to call it What's My Line because What's My Line is a show from the 50s, and I'm sure it's copyright. So
I'm also thinking whose line is it anyway. So, every time you say that,
this show is called. In order to avoid any kind of copyright legalities, this is called What's Your Line. And since tonight's show is about Adam, we're going to try to figure out what Adam does.
So is it the inflection of the voice because we say it up? Like, what's your line?
Right, what's your line?
Line?
Yeah,
it's not the same as what's your
absolutely.
Line?
Absolutely. So the rules are this. Each one – we're going to play 20 questions with this gentleman here, Adam. The rule is this. You get 10 questions. You get 10 questions, James, and we're going to take turns. It's your job to figure out what Adam does. The winner of this game this game, since you mentioned Whose Line Is It Anyway, you're going to get the same kind of points that they would give you on Whose Line with the same amount of value. Nothing. All right, so James.
Can you repeat all that? I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. How do I win at this?
You win by guessing what he does. Matt, what is
sex doll?
What is your first question for Adam? And I'm going to tell you right now, he has a very interesting job, and the one hint I'm going to give you is fear this man.
Okay, Adam.
Hold on. Are you guys afraid?
Hold on. No.
Okay, well then let's talk to Adam.
Okay, so first question, what do you do for a living?
Don't fall for it, dude. Don't fall for it. You need to ask him yes or no questions.
Oh.
That was slick. That was slick. That was really good.
All right.
It shouldn't have been the first
one. So, James, you probably go now instead of me.
All right. Is there any kind of vehicle involved with your job?
There is no vehicle involved with my job.
That's okay. One question, James.
All right.
Matt, ask a question.
Do you work from home?
Oh, good question.
I do work from home, yes.
Ah, so he works from home.
So
he works from home.
On my part.
It's a good question.
Does your job involve a telephone?
My job does not need a telephone in order for me to do my job now.
But is a telephone necessary? I would, okay.
I feel like that's every single...
I would say it's a valid question to expand on a little bit there. It's not, actually. I could, as long as I have a computer.
So everything you do can be done through email and other programs, correct?
Or Zoom, or conceivably through Zoom or Skype. That's not a question yet.
Is that an authorized question?
No, that is a legal question,
Matt?
That is more me poising it to you as an argument.
Well, I'm not answering any questions.
So, but you, because you know what he does.
Of course I do.
So
that's why I'm not asking questions. If I was asking the questions, I'd be able to nail it in like one question
ago,
and win.
I didn't mean to smoke weed before I started this, but I did. And so now I'm coping with it. So I'm trying to figure out what rules are.
Ask your question, you son of a bitch.
So my question, okay, so we already asked.
All right, here we go.
All right, Matt. What's your next question? You got 10 seconds to ask.
I asked him about
not on the phone, but he needs a computer?
He needs a computer.
Okay, that was established.
And I should be scared.
And he works from home.
Do you work for Chris Hansen?
I do not personally work for a man named Chris Hansen that I know of. I don't report to anyone named Chris Hansen.
Then I do not need to be scared. Let's continue.
I did not say you need to be scared. I said you need to be afraid. Go ahead, James. What is your question?
That's the same thing as your synonyms.
Do you work for the Church of Scientology?
No. You know what? Who knows? Who knows nowadays? You don't know. I could
well, hold on. That's a non-committal.
And not know it.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Oh, no, that's
well,
true.
No, it is true because
you're not 100% sure about that.
The church does have a lot of corporations underneath it that they hide through. Yes. So,
Correct. So
Matt has a valid point. No, I'm going to say no, he does not, as far as anybody knows. All right, James, what is your question?
That was it. Yeah, church.
Oh, okay, Matt. I'm sorry. Right, I smoked weed too.
Yes. Yeah, that's part of the problem on the show. So third question, I guess, is where I'm going. Is your job bigger than a bread box?
Is my job bigger than a bread box?
I'm kidding. That's a 20 questions, general question. Moving on. I get a bonus question now.
You don't get any bonus questions.
I get a bonus question.
You get one more question.
No one is seriously entertaining that
question.
Asking if your job is bigger than a bread box is a legit question.
I'm taking a question away from you. I make the rules. I do what I want. Thug life, bitch. All right. Ask your question.
All right. My fourth question, apparently.
I get a bonus question, too.
He does.
Did nothing.
He does. We all get bonus questions. COVID. Anyway. Oh, wait. Actually, we got our pay cut during COVID. Yeah.
Ask your question, Matt.
Or has your pay
so,
taken?
So, question. Fucking shit. Does your job involve women?
That's a good question. Does your job involve women?
No, it's not. Good question.
I would say yes, most definitely.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right. Does your...
Does your job involve a camera and a plastic toy?
I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to by toy.
Well, if a plastic toy is involved in your job, then that helps us either narrow it down Luke Skywalker action figures or dildos. So if you could just answer the fucking question.
The answer is probably no.
If it's what I think you're referring to, fellas, the answer is no.
And
To the first part is yes.
Oh, first part is yes.
To the second part, the answer is no.
So it's on camera.
So it involves a camera.
You're at home.
He works from home. There is a camera somewhere involved.
Okay.
It does involve women, and you don't need a phone. All right, Matt. What is your question?
There's no plastic toys.
I'm not even going to acknowledge the plastic toy.
I think you should acknowledge the plastic. That's a big part of the question. Like. And he said, not necessarily does it exclude a plastic toy. He never excluded a plastic toy.
I mean,
he did verbally exclude the other thing. I forget what it was. Not expressive. But apparently it does have a plastic toy involved.
There is no plastic toy.
I would say that toy is very misleading. Yes. I would mislead
toy
you guys
misleading.
With toy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So toy could be just anything anybody's entertained by. Like it could be a toy if I buy a microphone, or it could be a toy if I buy a.
I like where you're going with that one. That would have to be a yes.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
Well, there we go. All
good.
Right. So,
I didn't ask a question. I made a statement, and he gave away some shit. So I actually
go ahead,
technically
go ahead.
Did
on,
not lose a question. Via the rules, Trevor,
you're on question five now. I am keeping track.
Okay.
I am keeping track. So
now that
go ahead, Matt.
Microphones involved.
There might, yeah, well,
and
I mean.
It's not a sex toy, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right.
Emphatically confirming it's not a sex toy.
You guys are doing great here.
Okay, so.
Are they really?
Microphone.
Yeah.
Don't lie to us. This means more to us than you think.
Five questions in, and you guys have already confessed to being inebriated. You guys are doing better than I
he's now like shriek laughing. He's shriek laughing, which indicates like he's just like
you guys are drunk. I'm gonna give you a little bit of shit here.
He's like, I'm gonna give you some shit, but I'm also gonna give you some pointers.
All right.
You're helping along, which
Mr.
thank
Matthew.
You for helping along because
Mr.
because
Matthew.
Fuck Trevor because he knows what you do and he's being
a
withholding fucking dickbag and making us play this game. And you are being more helpful than Trevor, our host.
Just ask
so,
your fucking
so when
question.
So when I say friend of the show, I'm gonna talk about you and not him. So. All right. So, question number five, is it? What am I on?
Yeah, five.
Do your fifth question.
Okay. Does your job involve interviewing people?
My job personally does not involve interviewing people. However, sometimes. The work that I am involved in is very much involved in interviewing people.
Nice answer. Absolutely correct, too.
Your job doesn't, if I got this right, because I was distracted by the refrigerator compressor coming on in the background, which I'm sure is lending to our professionalism as we speak.
It's part of the underground bunker scenario.
Yeah. We're going to have a refrigerator and an underground fucking bunker. Like,
we are professionals.
So if I'm catching this correctly, your job does not necessarily involve interviewing people, but you do interview people, is what you're saying?
No. My job doesn't directly involve interviewing people. However,
Did we lose you, buddy?
Did we lose you?
I think we lost him.
Oh, we lost him. Like Luke Skywalker's hand at the end of Empire Strikes Back.
My phone died.
We lost him.
Why did my phone
and the lightsaber.
Died?
I mean, I don't know why I didn't mention the lightsaber. I don't know. The hand of the lightsaber, like, you either got a piece of technology that's, like, extinct in the galaxy, or
so
you got, like your hand, which can be replaced easily on a medical frigate. I'd go with losing the piece of technology that can save the galaxy.
Why didn't my phone just reset?
You know, it's the lightsaber is the worst thing
straight
to lose
up reset.
In that shit.
Just straight up reset. We're going to pretend like it never happened. We're going to cut back into the interview.
No, I say we run with it.
You think so? Should we just air all this?
So I got 34% on my phone. Why
is it? Trust me, our candid nature is the best thing about this.
You're probably like, oh, they thought my interview was terrible. We probably just shattered it. Like, oh, they thought it was terrible.
Hey, Adam, sorry about that. Our recording device just kind of reset itself. We have one host in the restroom right now trying to take this moment to relieve himself. And so just stand by. We'll be back to finish the interview.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Sorry about that, dude.
Yeah, no worries. Fun.
Clearly your time is precious, and that's why you've agreed to do this show. So, you know, I'll instantly talk shit about a guest just for agreeing to do this. But,
how well do you guys know Trevor? That's what I would like to know.
Biblically or just like, you know, in general?
In general.
Oh, well, because both, not well.
Not well. Where is he the guy relieving himself?
No, that's James. I'm Trevor.
Oh, okay, Trevor. Right on.
You're just taken aback by the not well. Actually,
I know, you son of a bitch. I thought I knew you pretty well.
I was kind of kidding. Well, you know me pretty well. I don't know if I know you. I'm kidding, man. I know you.
Well, that's only because I saw the pictures on the internet.
Well, yeah, I've got a lot of those. Video, pictures, etc.
But Dalmatians, dude?
First off, that's a really fucked up thing to call half black, half white people.
Okay. Oh, yeah, fair enough. All right, so we got James coming back.
I just got the don't say that remark from him. Like I thought I found some low hanging fruit with that joke, and he just gave me the don't say that shit joke. Are you wait?
He's involved with Black Lives Matter, dude. And
my next question:
you're gonna make a black joke?
Look, I'm actually the bigger supporter of Black Lives Matter here between me and Trevor.
He's not from Black Lives Matter.
Okay. Oh, thank God. Okay. Fuck. Trevor and I have the debate. Not that Trevor's against Black Lives Matter, from what I understand, but and he's gone now, so it's just you and me talking. But not that Trevor's against Black Lives Matter, but I am more supportive, I guess.
I'm more for your life matters
than Black Lives.
Everybody. Well, and I don't want to be like all lives matter, because that's kind of like a fucked up thing to say. I just want to say your life matters. Your life matters. Your life matters.
You're agreeing with it's fucked up.
Anyway, no more political.
Yeah, no more political. Here, no, come we're on, not going to get back into that. We've done that enough on this show. We don't need to get back into that shit.
All right, so back to question five. What is your question, Matt?
Oh, fuck. I don't know. Okay, shit. So
I remember where we left off.
All right, where do we leave off?
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
No plastic toys.
Okay. Does my job involve interviewing people?
Yes.
And the answer is that my job directly does not involve interviewing people, but my work involves people that are being interviewed.
Oh, okay.
But he's not doing the interview.
So your work involves people being interviewed, but you don't interview people.
You guys excited yet?
I'm kind of hard.
Killer Brew.
I'm like
James.
Medium.
What is your next question?
Job right now.
You're on question six. You're on question five. What is your next question?
That was my question. Now.
Do you ever meet the people?
Okay, so James wants to know: do you ever meet the people
that you talk to on the phone?
That you talk to on the phone.
Well, okay. To go back to the phone thing is that I never really use the phone.
And that, folks, is what you call a wasted question.
So, but I do sometimes use the phone for work. And so, since you did waste your question, what was the original question? It was, do I know them?
Do you ever talk to the people on the phone, was the way he put that question.
I never talk to those people on the phone.
All right, what's your question?
That are on the video.
All right, so question six, Matt. What do you got?
Are
what
you
got?
Only that are on the video. Oh,
are you involved in the entertainment industry?
Yes.
James, what is your next question?
Do we each get 20?
You each get 10.
Oh, we each get 10.
James is at 6. You'll be at 7. Okay. James, what's your next question? After 7, we're going to start taking guesses onto what he actually does. So you're going to get 7, 8, 9, 4 guesses. James, what's your next question?
Are you a radio DJ?
Okay, so James.
He went for broke. I was going to go for broke too.
Again, we're going to go with another wasted question, which is, are you a radio? Okay, no.
Okay. Does your work involve vetting people for the interviews that occur?
That's a great question. So that would sort of imply, am I into casting? Am I into that type of producing type of thing? No. I don't vet the people that I am looking at.
All right, so based upon everything you know so far, Matt, what is your guess on what this gentleman does?
He has sex with sea animals.
James, what is your next question? That is a no.
Close. It's actually something.
What is your next question, Jim?
Yeah, animals.
Some abs-
It's not an official question. Don't you dare count that.
What's your next question, James? Seventh question. Number seven, James. Seven with a bullet. What is your question?
You watch the birds at Big Bear Lake.
No, you have to ask a question.
That was a statement.
Oh, my God. You have to ask a question.
Okay, do you watch the birds on camera and see and track their every movement?
A Big Bear Lake?
A Big Bear Hall.
Specifically?
Wait, are you wasting your
Are you wasting your shit on purpose?
No, this is a serious question.
He is wasting his third question in a row. He wants to know if you...
personal question to me.
Well, I mean,
I think I just sounds irritated by your shitty question,
right?
Hey, why don't you like my question, damn it? How dare you?
You know what? I have rented a cabin up in Big Bear Lake.
And watched the birds.
I was more fishing, and I would say that yes, at some point I was watching birds.
Oh. Okay, question not to our caller.
To be honest.
Well, I don't want to mislead you guys. His job has nothing to do with going to Big Bear Lake and watching a bird.
And I also want to just not a question to our listener, but a question to James. Do you have some sort of odd fascination or predilection with don't answer that fucking bird or something? What was the question you asked?
Do you watch birds
at Big Bear Lake.
Okay. At Big Bear Lake for a living, and you program the cameras to keep an eye on them for when they mate,
when they
deliver an egg.
I see what you're saying. No.
There's people that have that job.
No.
I don't think any of the other questions, qualifying questions we asked, I think all of the qualifying questions we asked eliminated all of that, just for the record. All
right, so Matt, what is your question?
Why are we here? I meant... not at this podcast. Like
you mean like in a metaphorical,
existentially, in general.
I would love to talk about that.
If you can
I will answer
that,
that question. The answer is
to talk about that.
To appease Xenu.
The answer is 42. What's your next question?
Oh, good. Okay, so, fuck. What is my next question?
I hear the Jeopardy theme in my head for some reason.
I do, too. Why am I really thinking of this. I'm really trying to formulate this.
So Matt's actually trying really hard.
I am, because I don't have a clue what you do.
Okay, let's and sort of go over what we talked about. It was the entertainment
industry. He's trying to help
business.
Us.
He is in the
entertainment industry.
I'm just reiterating my answers.
Okay.
It was the entertainment business. I'm on a computer. There's women involved who are being interviewed with some sort of microphone device.
Okay, are there men involved?
That could be considered maybe a toy or some sort of, I would say, jewelry.
All right, so we actually have a official question. Matt is going to use his seventh question on, are there men involved?
Well, hold on. Are there men involved? I had a qualifying statement to that or a qualifying component to that. Now I can't remember it. I'm high. But are there men involved in the – how do I phrase this?
I don't know. You're the one trying to phrase it.
I'm fucking – are there men involved
– are there men involved?
Are there men involved? Well, of course there's men involved. Fuck. That's a waste of a question.
There are men involved. There are men and women involved.
I had this really brilliant qualifying thing that would have narrowed it down.
Yes.
Like, are there men involved in this way?
And
I couldn't figure
out.
Yes, in the same way as the women.
The men are equal. They're equal in the presentation.
He gave it to me for free.
Okay.
He gave me a freebie.
What is your eighth question, James?
Are these celebrities that you talk to?
I would say, not that I talked to.
Thank you.
You mean in the videos?
Yeah, sure.
Clearly. Yeah, in the videos. Thank you for elaborating. Yes, he does mean in the videos.
Did we not clarify that we were watching videos yet?
Well, did we not clarify that there are celebrities in the videos? So, okay.
Yeah, you
use people in
you kind of gave that one away.
Videos. That's what we
Say that when I'm watching them, they're not celebrities. However, at some point, maybe they become one.
Ah.
Nice answer.
Oh. Do you work for reality television?
Hold on. Matt, James, what is your next question?
Do you work for porn?
No, man.
All right, so James wants to know, do you work for, for his eighth question, James wants to know, do you work for porno?
No.
All right, Matt, go ahead with your good.
I'm playing chess with two idiots.
Matt,
one of them.
this is your ninth, second, this is your almost last question.
All right.
What is, and you had a good question coming up that I had to stifle.
I do not work for porno.
Okay. What was your next question, Matt?
Now that we got that out of the way.
Do you think of me when you masturbate?
Who's this speaking?
That's
just
Matt.
So that we're very clear about my answer.
It's Matt. It's me. It's Matt.
Wait, would it change if it was any of us?
Well,
I just
wanted to make sure that we knew exactly who I was talking about.
I'm going to answer for him and just say no.
No. Hold on.
Is no.
Hold on. Okay. Well, I wanted to hear it from him.
Do you want that to be
that
your official question, Matt?
That should be also a penalty question.
Yeah. Fuck you.
So
you just lost the question.
Two questions gone on that one.
All right, James. What is your next question? This is actually your
a penalty question.
You have two more questions, James. You have one.
Like one
no,
question.
The answer
gone.
Is no.
You just lost
no.
the last one.
Well, I don't know
turn.
If I trust you.
All right, James, what is your next question? You have two more left.
What are the topics you talk about?
All right. Did you hear his question?
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Life?
I think what are the topics talked about in your
video?
Video. Yeah, there you go.
I would say mostly... aren't we going with yes or no, or what are
we
the
are
questions?
We
yeah,
should go with yes or no.
What do you do
so
for
James,
a living?
What is your next? What is your next question?
We've strayed into a really neat
question.
There.
Yeah, we're gonna strike that question from the record as it's not yes or no.
Yeah,
I
almost
answered it.
It's like a whole faux pas about it.
All right, James, you got one question. Go ahead.
Gosh, I don't know anymore.
I think of you when I masturbate, just for the record.
Huh?
Didn't I ask that already?
No, you didn't ask. You were going to ask it, but you didn't. Because it wasn't
was
your turn.
A question earlier that was very close.
All right.
Are you involved in reality TV?
Yes. So
I feel like there's two people here who really want us to get this, and there's two people here who really aren't. So it's kind of like a...
Okay, so he's involved in reality TV. There's men and women involved.
Okay.
Matt, you have
one
more
question.
One more question.
Naked and afraid.
One more question. What is your next question?
Are you a production assistant for a reality television program?
It's not a production assistant, no.
Okay.
Is that your last question?
That was it.
Right.
I have one more.
You have one more question and then one guess.
Are you an editor?
Very close.
Man.
But the answer is still no.
Okay.
Is still no because if I, one of the editors would kick my butt for saying so.
All right. So where.
Well, yeah, don't lie.
Where we are at now is all the questions have been asked. We have found out that he works for reality television. He is not an editor. James, you said something like maybe 30 seconds ago that almost just won the entire game.
We know based
editor.
Off what do we know of him that he maybe
so,
thinks of me
Matt,
when
yes, I know what he does. I know what he does. I got it.
What is your guess, Matt, on what Adam does? For 50 non-valuable points, what is your guess?
Dude, I think he does some type of work in reality television, but I'm not.
He told
sure
you he did. Okay.
Oh yeah, I know.
All right, so Jay,
are you gonna buy me a beer right now?
What? No, absolutely not.
You son of a bitch.
These points are invaluable.
Me, yeah, you have James, to buy me a beer.
What is your guess on what Adam does?
I want something. I think I know what it is.
All right, what do you think you know it is?
He does the blurs, and the. The Buffy. The blurs.
The blurs and the Buffy?
Who's
the
Buffy. This guy?
All right, right. So James was the guy right now taking a guess at what you did. For 50 points, Adam, was James correct in what you do?
He's correct.
And should Trevor buy me a drink for guessing?
Absolutely not.
He does the blurs. Like the license plate, you blur it.
Oh,
he does blurs for
blur. I didn't know they specifically tasked someone with
blur.
When
he said,
no,
I said they
get
it afraid, and he said
shit.
I was close. I was like, oh shit, he did.
Holy
the
shit, man, you got it.
Yeah, only because of the naked and afraid thing.
Adam,
I'm totally honest. I fancy myself more intelligent than you, but I think you fucking.
I think you guys dissected me.
So Adam, you do the blurs for the television show. On the History Channel. Is it on Discovery or History? Discovery, right?
Discovery Channel.
All right, so we're going to do it again. All right,
blur shit out that needs to be blurred out on Discovery Channel.
But not only does...
You're the guy that blurred me out on the show. Come on, that was on.
All right, so Adam, you do the blurs on the Discovery Channel on a show called Naked and Afraid. You are...
Because oddly enough, I jack off to what you do.
And I
because I'm super into pixelated bush.
Well, technically, it's not to what I do. I'm trying to prevent you from doing what you're doing.
How does it feel to be hated by every 14-year-old in America?
You know what? I know that they don't actually hate me. They understand. They're still getting away with something. And that's sort of the point of what we do. They were writing that fine line of censorship, and that's sort of the issue that everyone is afraid of, is that legal censorship issue. And I think that, you know, you still have to sort of ride that line that pushes that line, and so I don't think they are hating us. You know, they're still grateful.
What do you say to the people out there that are like, dude, you have the greatest job in television. You stare at private parts all day.
It's a good question. I wouldn't call it the greatest job, but it's definitely changed me.
In which ways?
You know, it's not as glamorous as you would think, because first off, if you've seen the show, it's a survival show. They're in the dirt. They're covered in bug bites that often are infected. And they're just miserable people. So maybe if you were somebody into maybe hobo porn or some sort of, you know, drudgery, what I have to look at every day is these people aren't... It's not the sexy side of nudity, that's for sure.
So I think what the kids don't understand about what you do and why people maybe believe you have the greatest job in the world is it's not just staring at naked people all day. Like you were saying, it is kind of like a survival reality show.
They're flea-bitten people. They're people who are gnawed on by bugs and malnourished. And I doubt you want to see like a two-week-old bush from even one of the more attractive girls on that show after it's been like manhandled by mosquitoes and angry venomous snakes.
Yes.
Like, you know?
So, you know, the genius of the show is that it is a Discovery Channel show. So there has to be a sort of that family element. And so they've taken nudity and they've made it non-sexual. Where they say, no, it's a survival show, and it's purely natural. It's nature.
It's the brilliance and sort of the folly of modern reality television is this sort of like they sell you on the promise of sex, And then they go, no, it's not about sex because we're PG.
The show Naked and Afraid, it really does put people on the it's kind of an equalizer. Right. It's it puts you on the same level as like an animal. It strips you of everything, and it is like really the only reality show that does that. You want to be modest? Fuck you. Find a leaf. You want to walk comfortably? Fuck you. Find a leaf to make a shoe.
The satchel that they get.
Nobody really does.
Well, because they're probably told not to. In the beginning, they're like, hey, look, just so you know, when you walk up, you can't initially cover your junk with the satchel. We need a shot of both of you trying not to look at each other's junk.
Usually they have the moment where they get out of the Jeep and they meet each other. They kind of look up. They look down. does kind of stray away from there. Hey, Adam, have you ever been interested in actually being on the show?
You know, when I first started working there, you guys, I was like, no way. And then I had this crazy idea, like, what if they did an employee episode? and then I would be the least likely character you would expect them to put on the show, but maybe that would be funny. So then I got to joking around about it with the guys, and I don't know. I would say it's a 50-50 chance, but they'll never do that episode.
Like after the first mosquito bite, after the first six mosquito bites, you just tap out. Like on the way there in the Jeep.
I mean, I think I could do it.
You think you could do all 21 days?
If I had to do it, you know, I could do it.
All right, so what I want you to do, Adam, is I want you to take this idea to your boss. Me and you, two stoners, two dumbasses, naked and afraid,
no
survival experiences, maybe an eighth of weed and some mushrooms and like some beer. And like, you know, like
we should have done the rest of the mushroom trip.
It'll be an amazing day and a half until we get naked and hungry. and then like two stoners have to figure out food in the wilderness, stoned out. You're like, that's the show I want to see.
What if I see what you're saying? Well, they would
naked
have to
and afraid
stumble
and
across
stoned.
Some sort of crop somewhere. If they, you know, they would have to find it growing somehow out
Dude,
there.
What about doing naked and afraid in a Colombian cocaine packaging factory?
Naked and afraid, North Korea.
You just film those Colombian chicks who are naked as fuck, putting the cocaine in the bags with the face masks on, and they're naked, so they're making sure they're not stealing any of the product.
What about
and afraid? Can you survive 21 days working for the Colombian cartel?
What about
wearing any clothes?
Naked and afraid, North Korea. You just wander around North Korea butt-ass naked all day while people film you.
I think logistically there's a lot going on there.
What is one of the funniest clips you've had to work on that just really kind of was maybe difficult, made you laugh a little bit?
There was a lady in one of the episodes that was incredibly tough. And she shaved her head short, real short, before the episode started. She was really Tarzan and buff. And
I bet she was a pleasure to blur. Yeah.
And anyway, it was some episode. She was climbing up in the tree, and you know those bags that they carry.
Satchels. The junk covering satchels that also contain a map and whatever one tool they decided to bring with them.
Correct. Yes. And so in one of the episodes, and I don't know if it made it onto TV or not, she's showing off, and I always love a good show off. And then she goes jumping out of the tree, and the satchel catches on a branch, and it pretty much hangs her for a second. And I just remember when that clip came across my desk, it sort of surprised me. And
so you're blurring out her vagina while she's damn near killing herself on a tree branch with a hemp satchel.
Well, what happened was is that the satchel went underneath her boob, and I believe she had some implants, and that there was some sort of damage that occurred. Or I don't know, something happened.
She had some scars on her boobies, and you're not sure why they were there.
That was the part that really shocked me. And so we blurred all that stuff out, but I don't know. I just love a good fantasy fail.
Nice. Okay, 21st question. can you get in trouble for talking to us candidly about this on a show that is this unpopular?
I don't think I've said anything that would incriminate,
Yeah, I don't think you said anything.
Any confidentiality or anything like that.
Okay.
You know, I do have some interesting points that you guys might be interested in, because I think you guys are, the whole point of this is to you guys are wanting to be able to talk about boobs and butts and stuff, right?
What do you got, Adam?
Okay, so, you know, here's the thing that I noticed in a clip of Irony, and if you guys do want to get a little bit political about censorship and where we're at sort of as a country as compared to maybe Europe, who is a little more liberal, you know, where they show a little bit more on TV than we do.
Yeah, they've always been okay with showing dicks and boobs, and it's okay. It's not this awful thing that's going to destroy the youth of America if they see any form of genitalia or reproductive, you know, body part sets.
Anyway, I think it's a fascinating endeavor that I get to sort of, you know, mess around in on the front lines every day. And so my shot there that really struck me was there was this one shot. I think they were, I don't know where they were, but maybe they had caught some animal. Maybe it was an elk, or maybe it was a deer, or it was some sort of animal that they caught. And the guy was butchering it in the foreground, and he was hacking at it with this machete that he had brought. And it had his intestines spilling out, and the blood was splattering everywhere.
Yeah, it probably hit an artery, and it started to pump out. Yeah.
And so, well, just as he would chop it, it would splatter a little.
Oh, okay.
My job in that shot was to then blur the lady's boobs in the background.
So not the animal being fucking just chopped apart, but make sure no one saw something that, when men are, like, to quote Joe Rogan, when men get hot for boobs, what they're really looking at is, holy fuck, my babies are gonna fucking eat. And not for some reason is this big, like, oh, don't show that.
It was ironic. Yeah. I said, huh. Well, this is interesting where we're at in America.
We really do have a different view between, like, sex and violence. Violence is pretty much okay. Like, it is okay for a child to see somebody get beheaded on YouTube or, like horror movies. But you show one booby and everybody does get into kind of a tizzy.
Well, I get your meaning there too. Like, I'd say violence isn't showing somebody survive by eating an animal or processing an animal. That's not so much violence. That's more sort of necessary. It's gore, and it's also necessary sort of.
There's gore. That argument.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different from say showing somebody getting shot full of holes, in like the movie. Ransom with comes to mind with God to show my age. Ransom for some reason comes to mind with what's his name?
Robert De Niro.
No. Ransom was actually Mel Gibson. Ransom. Mel Gibson was in Ransom, and it was the movie I saw when I was a kid.
Kevin Spacey.
I remember Kevin Spacey was in it. Oh no, sorry. Gary Sinise was in it. Gary Sinise.
I just like to yell out Kevin Spacey at inappropriate times.
You know what? So do his victims. Just remembering seeing Ransom when I was a kid. I was maybe like, I want to say 13, 14 or something. And just watching this guy get shot full of holes at the end. And my mom was like, yeah, that's normal. That's cool. And then like, but if I saw like a sex scene, she was like, well, don't look at the vaginas. And I'm like, well, but
what else do you look at in a sex scene?
Do you want to look? Well, why not? I don't know. I'm not really making a good
point. So, Adam, when does Naked and Afraid air?
Whenever you're willing to get scared. Oh, wait, sorry, that's my answer. Oh,
you know what? It airs every single day on my computer. Let's see when you guys have to watch it.
Ah.
I don't watch it.
I can say the same thing for interracial pornos.
I'll watch it every day.
For me.
So what we're saying is if you want to see Naked and Afraid, check your fucking local listings.
No, hold on. We can't leave it like that because you guys are editing on this. We're going to tell you guys exactly when that...
Oh, this is going to be heavily edited.
Oh, heavily, God.
I'm looking, it's like coming up right now.
Tuesday and a half at 9:15.
It's on Thieves Day.
Oh, man.
6 1/4.
I don't know why I did that. Okay, so... Oh, yeah.
Because it doesn't believe in consent.
Yeah, it won't. Oh, it's on at 8.
8 o'clock on the Discovery Channel.
No, that's crazy. I don't know, you guys. I'm so sorry. I don't even know when my own show comes on.
You know what? I will record that part later.
No, I think we should include all of this. I don't know why you always want to edit shit out. I think this needs to be in there. I think the people have the right to know.
All right. Hey, Adam. Thank you so much for playing in our little game of Who the Hell Are You? I had a great time. I would like to keep you on deck for maybe a possible another interview in the future. Are you game?
I am totally game. You know, we need to get into how these working in the world of nudity, you guys can, you know, it doesn't create the monster that you think it would. And, you know, I think that we can sort of continue all of this.
My girlfriend works in porn. She does sound design and editing for the adult film industry.
That's just so what she tells you.
Well, she comes home smelling a lot like Ron Jeremy's dick, so I'm figuring that's from editing and sound.
Well, okay.
And I know what Ron Jeremy's dick smells like for unrelated reasons.
You know what, you guys? It's on Sunday nights at 10 p.m.
Ron Jeremy's dick. You heard it here first.
I got it right here.
Leave them wanting more.